The old man settled himself to steer. He did not even watch the big shark sinking slowly in the water, showing first life-size, then small, then tiny. That always fascinated the old man, but he did not even watch it now. "I have the gaff now," he said, "but it will do no good. I have the two oars and the tiller and the short club. Now they have beaten me," he thought. "I am too old to club sharks to death, but I will try it as long as I have the oars and the short club and the tiller." He put his hands in the water again to soak them. It was getting late in the afternoon, and he saw nothing but the sea and the sky. There was more wind in the sky than there had been, and soon he hoped that he would see land. "You're tired, old man," he said. "You're tired inside." The sharks did not hit him again until just before sunset. The old man saw the brown fins coming along the wide trail the fish must make in the water. They were not even quartering on the scent. They were headed straight for the skiff, swimming side by side. He jammed the tiller, made the sheet fast, and reached under the stern for the club. It was an oar handle from a broken oar sawed off to about 2.5 feet in length. He could only use it effectively with one hand because of the grip of the handle, and he took good hold of it with his right hand, flexing his hand on it as he watched the sharks come. They were both galanos. "I must let the first one get a good hold and hit him on the point of the nose or straight across the top of the head," he thought. The two sharks closed together, and as he saw the one nearest him open his jaws and sink them into the silver side of the fish, he raised the club high and brought it down heavy and slamming onto the top of the shark's broad head. He felt the rubbery solidity as the club came down, but he felt the rigidity of bone, too, and he struck the shark once more hard across the point of the nose as he slid down from the fish. The other shark had been in and out and now came in again with his jaws wide. The old man could see pieces of the meat of the fish spilling white from the corner of his jaws as he bumped the fish and closed his jaws. He swung at him and hit only the head, and the shark looked at him and wrenched the meat loose. The old man swung the club down on him again as he slipped away to swallow and hit only the heavy, solid rubberiness. "Come on, Galano," the old man said. "Come in again." The shark came in a rush, and the old man hit him as he shut his jaws. He hit him solidly and from as high up as he could raise the club. This time he felt the bone at the base of the brain, and he hit him again in the same place while the shark tore the meat loose sluggishly and slid down from the fish. The old man watched for him to come again, but neither shark showed. Then he saw one on the surface, swimming in circles. He did not see the fin of the other.